He might have unplugged his mic, muted it or something.
Excuse yourself, boy.
Want to do the intro this week? I decided to like shuffle it up a bit.
Someone else can take it. I'm not too good at introing.
I don't even know. He doesn't talk.
I don't even know what episode.
JR only talks for intros.
Screw it. You know what? We're already recording anyway. Let's just go.
I like that idea. We're really worried about quality then. Here.
We'll introduce ourselves.
Sure. I'm Dave. Maybe.
I'm Kurt.
I'm Michael. Is that everybody gone? My PSP keeps like cutting out. I can't tell.
No, nope, I'm still here.
We're waiting for you to signal us to introduce ourselves.
Okay. Cody, boy. And JR, introduce yourselves.
Oh, JR. I'm Cody. I'm back again.
Oh boy!
It's gonna be one of those episodes, guys.
I'm sorry, I do this every time I'm on.
No, it's not your fault.
It's my fault. It's Coop's fault. He's not here.
Yeah, it's Coop's fault.
I thought it was Sean's fault.
No, Sean left the podcast.
He's gone.
Well, it could still be his fault.
Yeah, we'll blame him anyway.
Yeah. All right, so who wants to start what they've been playing or doing or whatever? Because I have to stick with just playing, I guess.
Someone else go, because I got a bunch of crap that's been doing. I've been working on. So,
well, I'll. I guess I'll go. Okay. Right now, I've been. I beat Infamous last week. Really had a lot of fun with that. I only need like two more effing blast shards. So I have to take a day out of my time and scan every single block by block by block of that city to find the last.
Yeah, those blast shards, they'll get you.
Yeah. So, I finally opened my copy of of New Vegas that I got. I got it when it came out, and I never opened it.
Jeez.
You could have just sold it back.
I just told myself that. Because I love Fallout. I love Fallout 3. I never actually beat Fallout 3 just because I always caught myself making a new character halfway through the game.
I'm the same thing. The same thing with Oblivion. I never beat Oblivion, and same thing with Fallout 3. Never beat it just because I'm having too much fun exploring, you know?
Yeah, and then you get to a point where you're like level like 15 or 16 almost max, and you're like, well, the quest is so easy now. Might as well just make a new character. But yeah, I opened that up finally, and I love it, but the only thing that annoys me is I've never put down the game because I don't want to play anymore. I put it down because it has made me put it down. It has stopped playing or done something to make it where I can't play anymore. So the game itself is telling me to stop, which is annoying.
Oh, wow. We just completely lost Michael. Hang on. He even dropped out of the picture.
Yeah.
It
is pretty neat, though, that he was Skyping from his PSP.
That is neat. And it's very resourceful of him. But the quality isn't all that wonderful.
No. Then again, that's wireless internet for you.
Yeah, true.
Unless you have a super high-quality router, you're boned.
Yeah, not what you get from AT&T, and I'm not going to pay.
Yeah. We just moved. I actually moved about a month. I got all new stuff for my house, and we used to have to actually We had our normal router, and it auto ran to a wireless router, which admitted the wireless. Now we just have a wireless router given to us by the internet company that we do. I think we have Verizon, but helps out a little bit more. It's a little bit better signal just because it's not going from a router to another router to wireless.
Sweet. Okay, Michael is completely off of Skype right now, so...
Balls.
He just got on for me.
Okay, well, maybe it'll just take a second to catch up. All right, Kurt's back, I think.
I'm sorry, my laptop's Wi-Fi switch will, like, die for no apparent reason on occasion. Shouldn't have it again.
Oh, that's all right. I think Skype took a big old poop on everybody a minute ago, so... let's see if I can try to get Michael back on here. All right. Michael is busy, it says.
You just...
Come here!
Michael.
I saw, like, the phone thing shake. I'm like, yeah! Oh, then it stopped shaking.
False hope. False. Michael is busy.
Damn it. I think he's in a call. I think he's, like, still in our previous call somehow.
It's possible. Turn your PSP. He can't hear me.
But he doesn't hear you.
I'm yelling across the studio. I'm going to stick my head out the window. Michael, turn off your PSP.
I got to say, the one thing that does make this bearable is that I'm listening to the original Super Mario Land for the Game Boy. Listening to the first theme.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's so good. And, like, I was going through and I watched a video of, like, a couple levels in the Super Mario Land 2, and I was like, oh my god, I forgot how awesome that game was.
Yeah, I haven't played that in, god, like, since, like, 1983, maybe.
I lived off of those games, like, and what was so weird was, like, looking back now, my aunt, like, my great aunt, she had a Game Boy, like, one of the old brick Game Boys, so yeah. She could play Zelda.
Oh, cool.
like my great aunt, I'd go over to her house and play Zelda with her. Like, she knew it better than I did.
That's awesome.
Which, like, looking back now, I think is effing awesome.
Yeah.
Like, back then it was nothing I really, like, noticed, really. But, like, now I'm like, my aunt could beat Zelda. I'm like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
That's pretty neat.
All right. Oh, wait, hey, is Michael back? Is
Michael there?
Yeah.
Alright.
Hopefully everything works now.
I think so.
So what are we talking about?
Now I'm listening to the first overworld theme of Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins.
Yes.
I gotta go back and play that. It's been way too long. Way too long.
At my school, we have...
download an emulator and do that.
Because you own the original cartridge, and it's legal for you to download the ROM, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
We're
okay,
not recording now.
Then you're legal. All right.
All right, so who wants to go next for what they've been doing?
I'll go. Why not? Let's see. I've been...
You've been on an NES rampage.
I have been on a retro rampage. I beat the original Castlevania for the first time ever, like Wednesday night.
Nice.
And
out of any human being on Earth.
And I'm also starting a live streaming retro channel just so I can, like, I don't know. Actually, Jeff McAllister recommended that I do that, and I was like, okay, why not? And so now I'm just working out some technical kinks, but, like, during the week, weeknights, I'll just be like, you can get to watch me play some stuff. I'll have the headphones working, and I'll be yelling at the TV. So it's fun times for all good, you know, boys and girls. Just turn
sweet.
The volume down.
Why do you put up the feed on Twitter?
Once I get everything working, I'll send out links. But just be sure to turn the volume down around your mom, because there's going to be some cussing.
Everyone, headphones.
Yeah, headphones. Yeah. So that's it for me.
All right. I've been playing some Just Cause 2 to kind of make it through that summer slump.
Nice.
Yeah, love it. Only in Just Cause 2 could you nuclear warhead to another nuclear warhead. Such a great game.
Oh, yeah. I almost bought it again last night because, well, my friend Casey is borrowing my copy for the 360, and there was Just Cause 2 on clearance at Target last night for PS3, and I was like, oh, that's stupid if I buy it again.
Wait, but it has the feature of uploading YouTube videos.
Dude, you're right. Ah, stupid, I'm dumb.
Damn it.
$13.
And
why do you have to tell him that? Now he's going to run back there and try and find it.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Show's over.
But I've also, Cody, I'm kind of in a similar situation as you with Infamous. I've been trying 100% L.A. Noire, and I cannot, like, I'm at 93 to 95 cars. That's all I need, those last two freaking cars. I can't tell you how many hours I've spent looking around that gosh darn city. Oh,
well,
God.
Yeah. If you need,
where
like,
are
help,
you, Mercedes?
If you don't mind looking at, like, a guide or something, achievementhunter.com.
Well, no, see, I looked, and, like, they randomly spawn.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You don't do that to things you need for achievements?
Yeah. And especially back then, because a lot of those cards, we're not from that era, so a lot of those cards just look alike. You know, it's much harder to, you know, spot the difference between a 46 Edsel and a 46 LaSalle, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, I can just imagine you jumping into a car and being really excited, and then noticing it's a car you already have.
Oh, it's a Studebaker! I've
done that so many times.
Still need to get LA one.
Yes. Get it.
Definitely worth a purchase, yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm sure you, like, within the next few months there'll be lots of trade-ins, so get it for cheap.
Yeah.
I think I might get it for my birthday, try to get it for my birthday or something.
There you go.
Which is coming up in a couple of months. Hint, hint, listeners.
Oh. So is mine, actually. You can give us gifts by buying our t-shirts that are available for sale at the link below.
That we don't actually get paid for.
Oh, wait, Coop does. Screw it. Don't buy the t-shirt.
Coop is going to take out the don't. It's just going to cut, and it's going to be a really awkward sentence.
Coop. The things you say when he's not here.
We're going to listen to this anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Coop.
We're sorry. So I suppose I'll go next.
Okay.
Been playing mostly just some of the Sly collection. Still not totally loving Sly, the first Sly yet. Doesn't hold up that well. It's really tough, especially like the Ms. Ruby boss fight.
My favorite.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong. It's just, but it was really hard for me.
The computer's cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I remember. I never actually played it, but I watched my brother. Those games are difficult. With no like fancying of the word. They're just difficult.
Yeah.
I think I'm on the second to last level, right before the level at like the snowy Chinese level with the fireworks before you fight Clockwork. So
yeah, that has one of my favorite bosses too.
I never played any of the Sly Coopers. I need to get the collection now.
If you like getting trophies and stuff, that's definitely something. I love like trophies and achievements, so that's another plus for me, because you just play through the game and you can get all the trophies.
Okay, well, so. I don't know. I'm not a big trophy or achievement hunter, so if the game's cool and it's fun, I can do it. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Trophies and stuff. And, that's all in. Yep. So.
Yeah.
And then I've been playing Ocarina of Time 3D. I got past the Water Temple today. So I'm pretty much in home free from now on.
Didn't you start the Water Temple last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't played... I've been playing it, like, a little bit every day, but... If I really wanted to, I could probably power through it in a day. It's just... There was, like, one point where I couldn't figure out. Like, closer to fighting the boss battle, Morpha. I could not figure out where the switch to raise the water level all the way was. I couldn't figure out how to get there. I'd forgotten.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling. I know that feel, bro.
And then I posted on like Twitter and stuff that the song I was going in to fight Morpho with was Metallica's Master of Puppets.
That'll get you amped up.
Nice.
Yeah, that actually fit really well, too.
Hey, it took me two bowls of Raisin Bran to beat Dracula the other night, so I know that, you know. Had to put some suns in these guns. Two scoops.
And I haven't really been playing that much else. Like, I've just been, like, randomly messing around with, like, Explosion Man, Trials HD, stuff like that. But I have been watching more Netflix.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finished Arrested Development. Can't wait for the movie that's supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be something.
Yeah.
That's going to be a movie, yes.
Yes, that'll be a movie. That'll be a cinema.
It's
going to
be a hilarious movie, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to... I almost jinxed it. I hope they don't screw it up.
I was really excited for Futurama coming back, and then I watched the first couple episodes, new episodes, and I was like, these aren't funny.
Well, you gotta, kind of like, you know, ease back into it, you know.
Yeah.
They've been
hopefully the Arrested Development movie. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, but hopefully they do something good with it.
I think they can pull it off. Something fair to average with it.
and out of Clint and Charlie from Overcast recommendation, I started watching, and Game Beast, I started watching Doctor Who.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, I started watching that too.
I've finished 5 episodes, and it's gone from being like really silly to really intense. Like
what
the 5th
I
episode.
Said.
Yeah, I'm stealing quotes from you. Like the 5th episode, like the end of it, really had me biting my nails. It was pretty intense. I don't want to spoil it, but
episode 6 is even more tense. It's ridiculous.
Intenser.
Sir. Intensica.
And finished watching Spectacular Spider-Man. Well, actually, I have like a couple more episodes left, but none newer. These are like the oldest episodes that I like skipped over for some reason. They were on the first disc. I skipped to the second like disc. I don't know why. But
because you're a weirdo.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's okay. You can admit it. We're all weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, me and JR watched for that Twitter thing, we watched Transmorphers.
Oh my gosh. Possibly the
terrible.
Worst movie I've ever seen.
It is right up there for me. I think in all honesty, I think it might be worse than The Happening.
I almost picked that up at the Blockbuster going out of business on Blu-ray for 99 cents, and I put it down, and I should have grabbed it.
It's not even worth 99 cents.
It's worth 99 cents to me because I love crap.
This movie is worse than crap. It is like pure, unfiltered garbage.
That's perfect. I love my garbage raw. That's
like the acting is awful. The characters, you don't know anything about them.
Are we talking like it's Tommy Wiseau's The Room?
No, it's not even laughably bad. It's just bad.
Oh god,
like, I gotta see it now. Like,
so just Transformers bad?
No, it's a lot worse than Transformers.
Yes, there's a. you should probably know that I hated Transformers too, but this I thought it was worse than that. Like, much worse than that.
See, now I gotta see how low it can get. I wanna see the bottom.
Bad acting. This came out in 2007. The CG looked like it belonged in, like, an 80s or 90s movie.
80s CG was pretty awesome. Like, the original Tron. That looked cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Or, like, what might be more accurate is, like, a PlayStation 1 CG, like...
Oh my god. It's running on the tails of the Sun Engine.
I would not doubt that at all.
Like the CG scenes in like a PlayStation 1 game, it looks kind of like that.
Look like overworld.
Yeah, there's one moment that looked straight out of 1996.
Sweet.
It's just the terrible characters, terrible acting, terrible CG, terrible. And it was even the freaking title was like misleading. The robots didn't transform into pretty much anything.
No, they transmorphed.
They didn't transmorph
but they did it,
into
like,
anything.
Three times, so. And that was it.
Yeah, but they only did it like into more power. Like they just like flipped up open like flaps for guns. That was it.
Animating that stuff is expensive, man. You know?
Yeah, their budget of $25.
Yeah, that's why they only could transform. You got to write around the budget, you know? That's I've had to do that several times.
Which obviously the movie was going to be terrible. It was meant to be terrible, but I didn't know it would be that bad. And I hear the second one, the like prequel, Transmorphers: Fall of Man. I hear that
one. I
want
to get around to that for a terrible live tweet, like terrible movie live tweet. I want to get around to that one.
Eventually, not this week. Definitely not this week. I don't know if I could stand 2 weeks of Transmorphers.
Come on, man. I mean,
it
builds a callus in your soul.
It builds character.
Yes. Toughens you up.
The burn means it's working.
That's right. Pain means you're still alive.
And like after watching it, I seriously had like a headache. It was.
That's
I couldn't
a good
even think
movie,
straight.
Man. That's a good movie.
I seriously couldn't think like clearly for about 30 minutes to an hour after watching it.
I felt the same way after watching Gamer. That's.
Oh,
I haven't seen that one. I mean, I seriously felt like 80% dumber after watching Transmorphers.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to watch it right now, then.
Of course.
Sharing my suffering.
Misery loves company. So what you got, JR? What you been doing? Okay.
What I've mostly been doing is playing Assassin's Creed 2 on PS3. I got it on PS3 because I had rented it a while back. I had rented it a few months ago, and I thought I had a save on my PS3, so I bought it on PS3 because of that, and it just disappeared for some reason. I don't know where it went.
But I got
the hackers got it.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
So anyway, I've been playing a lot of that lately. I forgot just how much fun it was and how addicting it is, just trying to collect everything, and I'm trying to find all the codex pages and trying to find all the I can't think.
Feathers.
No, the feathers are actually not that fun to find.
All the dinosaurs.
The glyphs.
Yeah, the glyphs. Can't think about those. But, yeah. And I forgot how much the story...
Ah, oh, crap. We lost him.
Dinosaur oh, boy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Chompy.
I mean, he was probably saying, like, how the story was paced. Maybe. I don't know.
One thing that always bugged me about the whole Assassin's Creed is that it's not really happening. It already happened, and you got to go through some virtual reality thing, which is kind of like, that's just weird and kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it is kind of pretty weird.
Yeah. They could have just had it. It's like, okay, this is taking place in so-and-so time, you know. But.
Oh, but then they couldn't have.
Okay.
The world.
That's true. That's true. I mean, if you're gonna write in like the whole virtual reality aspect, they could have wrote in some aliens too, or something like that. I don't know.
Oh yeah, what did you guys think about that new story? The leaked video about the origins of the Animus. Did any of you guys see that?
Did not see that.
I heard about it. but I have not looked at it.
Hmm. It was really weird. Like, it didn't look like it was from Assassin's Creed because of the character models. It's very caricatured. It kind of almost reminded me of Brink's kind of character model style. I don't know. They had very exaggerated features that didn't remind Assassin's Creed, but, like, it was really dark. Like, he's, like, getting a needle put in his brain, and he's, like, kind of, like, crying to the scientist to, like, let him go, and the scientist is telling them that he's already died. It's really weird.
It might have been some, like, I don't know, student film project or something, and who not? Yeah. I don't know. That's just, I don't know. That's goofball. That's just kooky.
That's a word to describe it.
Yeah. So anyway, what were you saying, JR, before Skype inappropriately shut you up for a second?
Yeah.
How rude.
Yeah.
He knows too much.
I was just saying, I forget how much the story teases you. It's like collecting codex pages and having Leonardo, like, decode them, and then just how much the story teases you reading them, reading the codex pages, and then the little truth snippets of, like, the snippets of the truth video that you get, that you slowly build up. And yeah, then it's just really addicting. I forgot how much it was.
Yeah, I'm going to get me, start getting into the whole Assassin's Creed thing, because I was watching my friends play it, and it's like, that looks so awesome and fun, and I just need to put past the whole, you know.
They're a lot of fun. Do your best to play through all of them, because it makes you appreciate the later ones even more.
Yeah.
The first one, the second one I played a little bit at my friend's house after I played the first one, and I really just, like, felt the improvements in the gameplay, but the first one I've never actually been able to beat, just because I got to a point where it just became formulaic for me to do everything in the game. Like, I would go through the whole area, do all the side missions first, and then you'd go to the guy, like, they'd tell you, go to this guy so we can give you the person you have to kill, and I wouldn't go to him until I'd finished every single side quest in the area.
Yep,
and then
I'd
come back to him. Yeah, I'd come back to him, and you literally just, like, go in there 2-3 times, and he'd just, like, start rattling off things to you.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go do this, and it's like, I already did all that. I'm just gonna walk right back in, give you the quest.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go, and, like, the worst part is, like, I want to be that really cool.
Ah, crap, we lost him.
Why do we lose him when, like, they're talking? That's what I want to know.
It's, Skype is, being a little bitch tonight.
I'm actually kind of we lose them when they're talking about Assassin's Creed. I think Ubisoft is in on this.
They're monitoring. Yeah. Big Brother's watching you.
Mr. Caffeine's watching you.
God, don't bring him up.
Oh.
I do not want him watching me.
I'd forgotten about him.
We're never going to let you forget him.
Unfortunately, I will never forget him.
Yeah.
He's in our hearts, always. So what were you saying, Cody, before, again, Skype decided to... Skype? No, I'm sorry, not Skype. Ubisoft kind of shut you up.
No! I was just talking about how it's... I want to be a super cool assassin and, like, stalk him and then kill him without anyone seeing me and just escape unseen, but it's so much easier just to alert him immediately and have him run into your supporters and then just walk up to him and stab him right in the chest with your hidden blade.
Yeah.
That's all I've done for every single person I've had to kill.
Yeah, that's pretty much how Assassin's
Creed... sorry. You go.
I was just going to say Assassin's Creed 1 is pretty... like, you could definitely feel like it missed a lot of things. Like, there were a lot of just little details that it was lacking.
Well, I mean, the first one in a new IP series is always going to have, you know,
hiccups.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of fun just being an assassin, but, like, just the fact that, like, it really felt like it was a little bit too situational to actually get those, like, cool, like, final guy that you're supposed to murder scenes. Like, you literally would just... Yeah. Literally, the easiest thing to do is just do all the side quests, lure him into people, and then stab him in the chest when he's struggling with somebody else. And it's like, well, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to be as sneaky as possible in every mission I did in that game, but usually, especially near the end, I got discovered and would end in me chasing the person I was supposed to kill.
That's pretty much how all of Assassin's Creed 1 was for me. I just kept, like, the guy got alerted, and I had to run, like, through a bunch of people to him, and finally, like, jump on a building and jump off and stab him.
Yeah. That's
pretty much all Assassin's Creed 1 was for me.
You make that sound so miserable.
I mean, you do
cool,
it over
but...
and over, it is.
It's really cool, but it's miserable when you think you could do something so much cooler, like sneaking up on him and killing
like,
him.
Like, oh, God, this game was so boring. This guy ran away from the crowd, and I had to jump across rooftops and land on him and stab him in the chest. God, how tiring and boring is that?
Yeah, it does sound a little bit like nitpicking.
Are we that jaded?
I think so. I feel like, I need some Bastion to cleanse my palate.
Yeah.
Oh, Witcher. Yeah.
Go back and play some old Nintendo, like NES Ninja games, and then come back to Assassin's Creed. You'll be
These graphics are so crisp.
Play Wrath of the Black Manta for 20
edges.
Minutes. Come back to me.
His shoulders aren't a block.
Jenna Tron.
So we were talking about something useful.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. 1 second.
Okay.
So, da 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 da.
Did we catch everybody, or was that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
been done. Only took four times that someone was dropped. Someone or everyone.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's good for Skype.
Yeah. All right. So, what was the news this week? I know there was a price drop on the 3DS. That's a thing.
Well, Level 5 making their new American studio soon.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of programmers will be hitting them up. A lot of the ones that got laid off last year or during the summer.
I think the thing with the layoffs that people don't really sometimes like overlook is the fact that that's sort of how the cycle of video games goes. It's just that there was a lot of really big titles that came out last year.
Yeah.
And the big thing with that actually surprised me a little bit when I went to PAX was that I went to a panel about what actually happens for a game development cycle, and there's actually a lot of people that they literally just hire for the game, and then they lay off, like, almost everyone that, like, they hired on. They keep, like, the couple people they had before and a couple people they really liked, but most people get laid off just because they're done with their job and they have to go
exactly.
to something
else. We do that, and, like, I do commercial audio, video, installation, design, and stuff like that, and when there's a job that needs to be done, like, this building has to be open for, say, September, whenever. And in order to get stuff done, we have to hire, like, just, you know, contract workers.
Yeah.
And it's like, and once they're done with what they need to do, then they get sent packing. So it's the same thing with, you know, in the game industry, too, I'm sure.
I feel like some people who, like, don't really follow the industry too well just really like playing video games and just, like, hear some things, overreact to it, and say, like... Like, did they just say, like, it's catastrophe and, like, oh, look at all these poor people losing their jobs? It's like, no, they knew this was going to happen. It was the end of their gaming cycle. It's unfortunate that they didn't get hired on for long term or the next project, but it is what it is. It's it's a rough world, game development.
Yeah. Well, it's a rough world everywhere.
So, has everybody... Kurt, have you gone yet?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I guess
we're moving on to news.
Yeehaw.
Now some nudes.
Nudes. Tasteful art nudes? Do we have any of those lying around?
Bastard.
Not take this show that way. please.
No, okay. No posting pictures on this radio show, guys.
It's not. It's time for David at night. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
ladies,
enjoy the show.
Actually, just ladies. Let me take my shirt off.
No.
Yeah, let me just loosen up a few buttons. Get a cold
you can't see him.
This is getting awkward.
Bow chicka wah wah.
Let me loosen my belt.
All right, first things first.
Take off my socks.
Yes, oh, leader of podcast, Mike.
All right, first things first. Naughty Dog's lead designer is a brony. I bring this up for two reasons.
You and your ponies, man.
I bring this up for two reasons. One, as everybody knows, I am Optimus Prime, so I'm legally obligated to bring it up every single with every podcast or blog I post on Game Informer. And two, we're on the front page now, so we had to lose a whole bunch of listeners to get the status quo back.
However you want to rationalize it.
All right, and speaking of on the front page, I'd like to bring up recently Andy McNamara posted this like a thing talking about new sidebars on GameInformer.com, and inside was like a post about some featured bloggers on Game Informer, and there were eight at first, then he added some, but the eight were Opposum, Blaze, Born for This, Oni, Saint,
and?
Let's see if I can name them all.
And?
Me.
Crap. And?
God, thank you. Stop bugging me.
Littering and.
You guys can help me out. There
I
was Opposum, Blaze,
Cosby,
Born for This,
Jack Black,
Saint,
Shawn Michaels,
Oni. Oh. Dude, I'm gonna make so many people mad if I forget.
He was on, he's been on the show.
I'm going to name all of these people.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm trying to name the first eight. I know who the final three guys are.
Batman.
Dude, you're not helping. Let me try again. Opposum, Blaze, Born for This, Oni, Saint. That's five. I need three more. Me.
One of them has been on been on GIOR.
Yes.
I think more than once.
Maybe.
Hissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. One more.
And the fun.
Come on. You can do it.
I think it's someone who hasn't been on GIO. So. I mean, someone GIOR.
Maybe. Coop, put in the Jeopardy theme, like, you know, the thinking music. During the...
Yeah, that would be great. And, like, a ding, ding, ding if I finally get it.
Ah, crap. We lost Kurt for a second. Hang on. Let me try to punch it back in here.
I'm going to make so many people mad if I forget.
Nah.
All right.
You got it. You can do it.
We have faith in you.
You got the touch.
Opposum, Blaze, Born for This, Saint, Oni, Me, Hissed, and...
And? Littering
and? And?
Littering and? Who we got?
You can't see, but I'm leaning really closely to my computer.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm pretty sure at least one of you is on GameInformer.com right now. You could help me out.
I'm actually not.
I am as well. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. Like staring directly at it.
Let me guess. Was it Dean? Was it Dean?
No, he's Born for This. I already got that one.
Oh, okay. You already said him. Okay, sorry.
I will start revealing letters.
Yeah, do that. Okay, I got Opposum, Blaze, Born for This, Saint, Oni, Hissed, Me, and I probably already named this
person. Underscore.
Underscore. Jay. J-Man. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to be so mad. He listened to the show. Dude, I'm really sorry. I'm like, forgetful as a watermelon.
I love how it threw everyone off. I'm like, oh, underscore. Underscore? What?
Oh, crap. I'm trying to get Kurt back on here. There he is.
And the extra ones that were added were Demon Ragnarok, POG Nick, and Game Beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, congrats to all of you guys. And
you should have said Emre at the end, like you forgot it was yourself.
I was actually thinking about that earlier.
and of course me.
I was actually thinking about making that joke earlier, but I didn't think I could sell it that well.
Oh well.
But
next time we'll do it next week.
Congrats if any of you guys are listening. Let's try keeping GIO awesome. I at the end of the blog, I posted that Discovery, the World is Awesome video. And I actually wrote lyrics to it, like, for GIO. I proposed to make that GIO's new theme song. And if any Game Informer editor is listening, I dare you to sing it on the Game Informer show.
No one's listening.
Yeah, no one's.
Oh, speaking of new themes, sorry to tangent, but this is going to be a short tangent. The new Reiner and Phil intro.
Awesome.
I didn't even hear it yet. I got to go back and...
Oh, it's like this old-timey. It's like, it's great. You got to watch it.
It's sweet. It's
like,
really
don't even watch the actual video. The video is awesome because Captain America actually seems like a decently fun game. But just watch the first like 30 seconds for the beginning intro.
That's good. That's all I owe them anyway.
They mentioned you on their very first episode.
I know.
Jerk.
Hey, I'll give them love when I can.
All right. And,
on to the news.
Yep, on to the news. Me and Dave have been brainstorming.
Dave and I. Sorry.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Professor English.
Go to your
show's over. That's it. I'm out. Dropping the mic.
Mike's quitting. F you, I'm done.
Mike, we love you.
You to correct me.
Oh, we're going to try to do a little game show called Atari Safari. I don't know what it's going to be, but the name sounds good.
It's basically going to be like Double Dare. We're going to have like obstacles, or Double Dare or American Gladiator, I guess. We're going to have obstacles like live action Pitfall.
We're going to try. as soon as we get some money, that's the thing. As soon as we get a bankroll, we're good. We're doing it.
We might need to find someone to pitch it to, too. What channel do you think will air it? G4, maybe?
No, they don't like funny things.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Oh,
burn.
I'm serious. I hate it.
Well, Hub has like that family game night. Think they'd buy it? Because it's owned half by Hasbro.
Sure, why not? We'll try it.
All right, so if anyone from Hub is listening, we've got an idea for a new show.
Yeah, just give me a call. My number is 1-800-PP51-DOODOO.
I don't think that's a real number.
It may not be.
My number is 8675309.
Damn you, Tommy Tuton!
And that's also like a reference in Duke Nukem 2. Mm. So,
why would anyone want to reference that game?
I don't know. Just fun fact for a bad game.
Hey, I like that oxymoron. Fun fact, bad game. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I just did.
That's okay.
Speaking of another bad game, Resident Evil 6 has been spotted.
Spotted.
I know. I just made many people mad at me when I said that.
No, you know what? I think Resident Evil needs to take a break for a few years, honestly.
It needs to pull a Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Go away for a couple years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then be remade in its classic sense and just be loved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's starting to be just kind of like, okay, just... It needs
more
a
Resident
break.
Evil.
Like, 5's enough. After 5, stop. Just, you know, cool your
jets.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with 2 coming out for the 3DS, one that just came out, and another one coming out. I mean, these are pretty much just... One's a mini-game, I guess, but...
Yeah. And then all the offshoots, like Code Veronica, Zero, and all that other stuff.
Yeah, the on-rail shooter for Wii.
Yeah.
Or shooters, there was 2 of them.
Right, they need to just kind of like, okay, just...
Then the HD version's coming out soon.
But
I was just kidding, I haven't actually really played a Resident Evil. I was just seeing how many people I can make mad there. Pretty much, yeah. I just could not get into the Resident Evil 5 demo, because the controls... And how, like, the weapon management. I mean, if I started with, like, Resident Evil 4 or something, it'd probably make more sense. Hmm. Which I am probably going to check it out when it hits HD on PSN and XBLA.
What, 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. 4's good. 4's good. And after that, I stopped playing it. I was like, okay, you know what? This needs to take a...
Yeah.
Take a, you know, a sit down. It needs to go in timeout.
One thing that did go in timeout and was Red Faction. And I am hitting these segues.
I think the picture for this podcast would just be a segue.
Yes.
Well, now you're going to jinx it. Now I'm going to screw up every single one from now on.
Have Thanks faith, Michael. Have faith.
Come on, man. Optimism. It's the bestism. I just made that up, believe it or not.
There's a guy that was talking bad about the Arrested Development movie earlier.
Who is this man, and why does he still live?
But THQ is now moving away from Red Faction.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, who owns it, THQ or Volition?
Well, THQ is the publisher, but Volition, like, I don't think they're going to publish anymore.
Okay, well, I'm sure someone else can publish it.
I don't think the last one did well at all. That's the big problem with it.
Yeah, Red Faction Apocalypse didn't do that well.
I didn't remember the subtitle for that game.
Yeah.
it was like just it wasn't terrible, but it just wasn't that great. Especially when standing up next to Red Faction Guerrilla, which was a lot of fun, just didn't have a lot of depth to it. Which Red Faction Armageddon kind of disappointed me. With Red Faction Guerrilla, I was just nonstop running around, blowing stuff up. I was really hoping, like, the next game would be just more of that, but with, you know, bigger weapons, maybe a deeper story, just more...
You get corridors.
Yeah.
Corridors.
You will like it.
Doesn't make sense to have something like... Like something that's underground. It was like the best part about Guerrilla was like those huge structures that you just destroy and watch them topple, and it's like inside.
Exactly.
You can, like, like you can knock over a crate.
And I mean, the sad part is Armageddon had that awesome like mechanic where you could rebuild stuff. I mean, that would have been amazing in Guerrilla. But
someone said no. It's a bad idea. And that someone is stupid.
Bad faith.
That's my deep commentary on the situation.
Speaking of stupid...
You mean, corridors are doing hot.
A bunch of Game Informer editors are attempting to 6 world records.
6?
In August.
That's one more than 5.
Yep. That's one less than 7, of course.
Louisiana education, folks, right there.
But I think it's Dan, Reiner, Tim, Phil,
Garfield,
maybe Ben,
Charlie Brown.
maybe Brian. I mean, they're trying to attempt each of, like, they're each going to attempt their own record. So,
I'm pretty certain this is also just a response to the fact that they got their last record beat already.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, of course.
If we scatter up this many records, there's no way all of them will be beat.
Yeah.
Blunderbuss tactic. Yeah,
divide and conquer.
That's a pretty good strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The longest time anyone named Dan, Brian, Tim, Andrew had spent playing the same game. Beat it now, guys.
That wouldn't be that hard, I guess.
I think they said they're all going for different records, though, which is really neat.
Yeah, I think...
six different records at the same time.
Yeah, I think they're all going to be each doing their own live stream, which is...
Yeah. Oh, something Ben was talking about on the Overblood group.
He's not gonna film it for a documentary.
He's
not gonna film that documentary style as the first one, but he's gonna spend all the time he's there making sure the video feeds are up, editing the last one and hopefully getting it done. Because they as you can tell, because they have like three tech guys for their whole entire website and everything they do, that Ben's been a bit busy.
Yeah. But
I guess
when you got six live streams going at the same time, you gotta need someone to stay on top of that.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a world record involved for each of them. So, no pressure.
I would think, like, I was thinking maybe they would go home, like, go to their own house and do it. But then I realized that that would probably be, like, more temptation to just go to sleep or something. The 3DS has gotten a price drop. Well, not yet, but it will be in August. To $169.99.
Which is, I think, is a good thing, because, you know, that's going to bump sales a lot.
Too bad their stock dropped like a rock.
Yeah. Well, hey, what do you think you are, a poet?
Oh, you're a poet and you didn't know you were a poet.
I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, now you know.
But at least the big thing I heard a bunch of people complaining about not about the early adopters, but then you actually get into it and they're getting 20 free games, which is pretty effing cool.
Yeah.
The 20 free games thing, that is really cool. I mean, I was kind of surprised when I saw that, because it's very un-Nintendo-like, and it's very unlike a company as a whole of anything. And then you get... What I'm trying to say is thank you, Nintendo, I guess.
Yeah.
Because 20 free games.
Did you look at them all yet?
Early. They haven't released a full list, but so far we know there's going to be, I think, Legend of Zelda, Metroid Fusion, Yoshi's Island.
They're all, like, top-notch games, too. That's not, like...
Yeah, you know, these... And,
Sony gave us.
Yeah. Balloon Fight. And all, like, the NES games are gonna have online multiplayer.
Sweet.
So, like, Balloon Fight, that's gonna have online multiplayer. So,
Yay!
Hey, Balloon Fight's awesome. It's like cute joust. Yeah. You got balloons.
It's adorable.
It is adorable. He got the balloons. He goes pop and falls down into water.
He sounded like Cosby for half a second there. Goes down in the water with the balloon pops.
The jello. In a way, it almost seems like Nintendo's in panic mode, actually. You know?
Yeah, they're. I think, like.
Were sales really that bad?
I didn't think they were that bad, but apparently they are.
Yeah.
It wasn't that they weren't that bad, it was that they weren't that good.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you got a point.
I think they experienced such a sharp growth with the Wii that, just like anything else, people in economy seem to don't understand how to actually help a budding organization. They just help it. They build it up to this giant thing with no bottom structure and let it fall and move on to the next thing, which is what I feel like is happening to Nintendo right now. But they have a semi-base. So, like, it's all about how far they build themselves up right now, because I think they projected, like, Wii-type sales, which weren't going to happen.
Yeah,
Wii,
I mean, everybody and their brother has, like, two DSs, you know? Yeah. So, and if they're expecting the same as that, like, nah, that's not going to happen. Not with 3D.
Yeah.
You know? And especially not at $300.
I think a good point I heard someone make was that because of the name, a lot of casual people who are already own DSs and parents who just want to buy a DS for their kids, this just seems like another iteration of a DS because there's already been three different iterations.
True.
Yeah.
Four different iterations. Mm-hmm. DS, DS Lite,
like DSi,
DSi, and DSXL.
Right.
DSi XL.
DSi XL, sorry.
DS Big.
Reggie's going to come and beat the crap out of you. You get it wrong.
But this holiday season, I think you're going to see tons of those things fly off the shelves, though. Especially at $170.
I think they did it to compete with the Vita, too. Cause,
get the early jump on it, you know?
Yeah, that thing's launching at $250, and if it launches like the 3DS did with not that many good games, then.
And this way, at a $170 price point, you grow your install base by exponentially almost, and then by that time, third parties are going to want to start publishing for the bigger install base instead of the newcomer. So
if Vita comes by the end of this year,
right. Like if it doesn't, they're going to have such an uphill battle. Yeah.
Like, I think it's more like, I think they're still going to be fine, but if they come out this year, it's going to be a very stiff competition.
Oh, yeah.
And if they came out with the Nintendo 3DS being $250, I think Nintendo would have been completely screwed. Something I think Nintendo might somehow want to do is, I don't know if they have this plan, but I think this will be my panic button if I'm Nintendo, is tell everyone to stop actually making 3D part of the games and just use it as a more powerful system.
Yeah.
That's literally like the biggest panic button for me that they have right now, because the fact is their system's actually pretty damn powerful.
Oh yeah. Oh definitely.
And it can show some impressive graphics, but the fact is you have to render it twice. You have to render your game twice. So sorry.
He said duck. That was duck. Like quack quack.
You have to render your game twice. Like you have to render your game twice. I can't really say that any more bluntly.
And the thing is, it's like 3D gaming, like that kind of 3D no glasses gaming. That's brand new. So people don't know how to develop games for that. So, just the creative
like the
side
Resident
of that
Evil,
so hard.
The Resident Evil Revelations demo, they put that like on their eShop. I downloaded it, and the game looks amazing for a handheld game, but the 3D is terrible.
Yeah.
So,
off with 3D. Hey, it looks better.
Yeah. Hey, my eyes aren't bleeding either. Yay!
I don't know. It's a far-fetched idea, but I feel like if they can't get the sales they need with this price drop and the holiday season, which they have dominated every single year since the Wii's been out, if they can't push at least... I think they should be able to push twice as many handhelds as they have sold so far this whole year during the winter season with that price cut. If they do not... I think they have to do something drastic, otherwise.
Actually, I'm gonna say that if they don't like move serious units this holiday season, that's gonna be some serious problems for the system. Because that just means, like, even with that price cut and the free games, that people just aren't ready for another handheld system. They're just happy with their DS, you know, or their PSP, or they're just waiting for the Vita.
As I said earlier, the name was just ingenious to me that somebody pointed that out. I felt like it was parting of the Red Sea. They didn't differentiate it.
True.
They didn't make it obvious that this is the new wave of handheld gaming that they're creating. Like, I'm waiting for people to start complaining and have an actual story come up about people, a vast majority of people buying 3DS games for their kids' DS, thinking that it would work the same.
Oh yeah, true. Mm. Even the packaging looks the same.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Well, you got to think of it from like average suburban soccer mom standpoint. You know, they're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Different color is not going to help.
Yeah.
But
we all thought it was clever that it was like, oh, you're saying 3DS. It's like a DS3, even though there was no DS2 really. But whatever, we'll just accept it.
DS icon account.
Yeah.
1.5.
Let's just name it Game Boy 9 or 8. It's like one of the
now. Well, I miss the new Mario Boys. Kart. I think the new Mario Kart is called Mario Kart 7. So.
Oh yeah.
Ludicrous numbers activate.
Gone to plaid.
Did you guys hear like the Mario game's new name?
Oh no. Yeah, it's about like 6 words.
It's Super Mario 3D Land.
Ah. I feel like it's in a really bad amusement park.
Yeah, it's like
where I have to wear glasses over my glasses constantly. That's all it reminds me of.
Super Mario 3D Land. That
Super Mario Happy Fun Time 3D Zone. Yay!
Mario Blur.
So apparently they got the same guy to name the Wii U to name this new Mario game.
you know that thousands of gaming journalists right now are just waiting to use the headline Wii U is PU.
I know.
So they're just waiting. There's waiting.
No, no game journalists aren't waiting for that. Do you know who's waiting for that? CNN.
Yeah. That's a CNN headline.
That's what they do anymore. They don't have actual news. They just have really dookie puns.
We can turn this story into a bad pun. It runs first.
But one thing that will increase 3DS sales probably is more games. And if if Anuma is to be believed. Or was it Miyamoto? I can't remember. I think it was Anuma. Somebody at Nintendo said that if fans' reaction is high enough, they will make a Majora's Mask remake for the 3DS.
I think the Ocarina sales should pretty much solidify that.
Yeah.
I was hoping that they'd make that for the Wii U, because like so much of that game was spent like, oh, pause the menu, find a new mask, because that was like what the whole game was about, like. If they just had that Wii U, or I guess they could totally do that on the 3DS too, just have the inventory on the screen. But like that would make the game so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing like Anuma did say was that the game fits a handheld format better because it takes like you basically have to just do a dungeon real quick and then restart the whole game pretty much. So.
Mm-hmm. So. I'll be honest, I think something that they have to do, even though I don't want them to, I think they have to stop bringing back old games. I feel like they're muddling the market right now, and people don't know what's what.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. Just
like, they're bringing back old franchises while making new games in the franchise that aren't really anything like it, or just more or less carbon copies of the same same format of the original, which isn't a bad thing considering all Zelda games are based off of the second actual Zelda game. I don't count the other two. Nobody talks about those.
You mean the Lizard People one?
Shh! Damn Lizard People! Get out of my podcast!
That's our mascot, Lizard People.
Well, technically, weren't lizard people in the Ocarina of Time and stuff, too, because it was Alphos.
These are different lizard people, though. That's a different Zelda universe.
But, like, the fact is, like, they're bringing back all these old games, but they're also making new games in the series, and they're also releasing, like, GBA games, they're also releasing NES games, like, and they're also remaking games on top of that, like...
Yeah, Star Fox 64.
Yeah, when do things just get, like, muddled, and, like, games get lost because of all this, and, like, they don't make money back on half of the projects that they're making? The fact is, like, you can't satirize the market, like... You can't. It doesn't work.
Well, I mean,
ask Atari. It doesn't work.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like we've never had this many, this big, this large of a back catalog of actual quality games before. So they're like, oh crap, we don't know what to do. It's like juggling 15,000 things at once, you know, because all of them are potential money makers. Yeah. It's just now it's like you gotta have to pick one and stick with it and stay on that road. But
and the thing is like. All of us older gamers who've played those games, who've grown up with those games, like we want to relive those games. We love they hold the spot near and dear to our hearts. But the thing is, like there are people who want to play those games too. But most people, when they see it, they're not going to know what to make of it. They're going to be like, "Is this a new game? Is this an old game? Is this something I should be playing? It looks like it's really old.
Is this different from the game that I already still have, like, sitting in the closet? Or, you know... Yeah.
Or, like, even the perspective of new gamers, like, is this... Like, so they just look at it and be like, is this something I really want? This doesn't look as good as the games I play now. Like, how... Like, is this supposed to be a new game? If so, like, this looks like crap.
Yeah. True. You know.
But... Just the opinion of a humble gamer in Pennsylvania.
I'm totally with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Think about that.
So I guess we hit that pretty good.
Yeah. Rhode Island's neither a road nor an island. Discuss.
But speaking of old franchises coming back, the new Twisted Metal.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Has thrown away its T rating for an M rating.
Good.
Yes.
Good. It's Twisted Metal. You're blowing stuff up with big rocket cars and junk. Make it bloody and violent. That's why we have those ratings.
Which I wonder if it's gonna get. I wonder if it's gonna get delayed now because they might want to redo some stuff or.
Hey, if they delay it, I'm okay with that. You can delay as many games as you want right now because there's so many good things coming out.
Exactly. That is my stance.
Take your time, guys. Take your time.
Especially with a reboot like that, because you don't want to, you don't want to have a Duke Nukem and pull this thing out and just like and to have it not really be up to snuff.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You want to again? Duke Nukem was a development
franchise.
For 10 years.
Reboot it.
Yeah.
Do it right. Point.
Yeah. Which fun fact? Jeff Keighley from Game Trailers is actually in Twisted Metal.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah,
cool.
I saw it on GTTV. He's like in a film scenario. I think he's screaming for, I'm not sure if he's like screaming at Sweet Tooth or,
Worse.
Curse you, clown!
He's like trapped, like in a cage in a street jacket.
That's interesting.
I wonder if that's like a weird thing that he's into or something.
You guys always get a
cool dude, though. I got to see him at PAX interviewing Ken Levine, which made me nearly pass out. I was like, Ken Levine, doing an interview.
Can I touch you?
Yeah. And he was in front. You know that giant songbird statue they showed a couple pictures of? If you guys saw any pictures, like they were doing the interview in front of that.
That's awesome.
Your brain probably like, almost exploded.
I took like 3 pictures with my camera. I was like, must remember for eternity.
I was there, man.
Oh, God. So, but anyways, I'm...
Calm down.
Use your word.
Go hug your pillow.
He's got to go rock back and forth in a corner for a couple of hours.
He's rocking now. Back and forth when I said that.
Your first crush. That's...
No, that was... I almost fell over when I met... Oh, I can get to that later when we're just talking, but oh, man. Great.
So I don't think I have a segue for this, but I don't know if I need it or not. Metal Gear Solid 3D.
Delayed.
Metal Gear. Metal Gear. You should just start yelling Snake. Snake?
Snake.
Snake?
Snake, I left my sweater in your car. Can I get it later?
I don't mind it being delayed because of for quality reasons or something like that, and because of all the good games that are coming out this year. But like we were talking about earlier, 3DS needs some games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would be a good one. That would be a system seller for me, at least. You know, because that's my favorite Metal Gear ever. But if you want to take the time and get it right, or maybe add some new stuff to it.
Well, there is going to be new stuff. I think, like, you can, instead of the frogs, I think it might just be little new stuff, but instead of frogs, you can hunt Yoshis now.
Okay.
Like those little plastic frogs that you can shoot. They might be redoing the voices. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, yeah. That's a good cast. That was a good cast.
Or not the voices, like the voice cast. Like, just the, like, redoing them, I think.
Kind of like what they did for the GameCube Metal Gear Solid 1?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because they just, like, re-recorded all the dialogue. Even though it was the same actors, mostly. They just re-recorded everything, which is kind of weird.
But, yeah, that was a remake, but they changed a bunch of stuff to make it weirder. And they probably made it to, like, what they wanted to do in the first place, but...
Oh, they gave the George Lucas treatment. Okay, all right. Don't do that, guys.
Speaking of the Uncharted movie.
Hey. That is a good segue.
Yes.
Expresses my feelings exactly.
Which they are redoing it now. They got the new director.
Mm-hmm. And no cast, more Marky Mark.
I love your Marky Mark, but...
Yeah, no. But... No.
He's no Nathan Drake.
But Nathan Fillion, didn't he say that he has been in talks with the new director?
I think so, but we were talking about this earlier. Nathan Fillion has told people to stop pestering the director to cast him, or he's just going to do it just to spite everybody. He's not going to do it.
Yeah, I saw on Escape or something. He's like, everyone wants this job, guys. Don't worry. Stop.
Yeah. We get it. We know who you
this
want.
This is like a current Indiana Jones.
Which, I honestly, I think that, if Nolan North lost a little weight, not saying he's fat, just he's not.
Oh, Nolan, you gotta take that?
Because he's listening to this show.
If Nolan North wasn't such a fatty boobaladdy. So, Nolan North.
I'm allowed to say that, so.
Did you just call Nolan North a fatso, Michael?
I think you did, my good sir.
Hey, don't take words out of my mouth and put it into his, but I didn't say that.
Nolan North probably has a fat wallet.
True.
Segway.
Yeah.
He's done so many voices. The only person who has more money than him is Spike from Steve Bloom. He has so much money. Spike from... I forgot the show. Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, Frank Welker's got more money, I promise. That dude's been working since the 60s and still is working. So. He's in everything. Seriously, I IMDb him. Frank Welker.
I did it right now.
Yeah. It's like scrolling down. It's like a just like the Dewey Decimal System. It's like.
Name some stuff that he's been in, some characters. I can't place his voice. Yeah.
He was Megatron from Transformers.
Megatron from Transformers. He's Nibbler from Futurama. He's Fred from Scooby-Doo, the original Fred.
He's Azrael for the Smurfs in the movie.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, he's in everything.
He's in the new Smurfs movie?
Is he? Probably.
Somebody's career's gone a little downward.
He does, like, I mean, just, he's in every, him and Phil Lamar, like, in everything. But.
He's George and Curious George.
What is, he just does monkey sounds?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
He's the Birds Babies in Up.
Yeah. He goes from doing Megatron and he does animal sounds. That's dude gets work. Man. Like there's nothing below me that I won't do.
He's Mr. Dragon in Ni Hao Kai Lan. He was Roadrunner in a Looney Tunes game. Just numerous, like, not just sounds. That's what he is. He is sounds.
Sounds, and then, like, Megatron, one of the most iconic 80s cartoon villains. And then he'll be Nibbler.
This is his highest achievement. Monkey ninjas in Kim Possible.
What? I'm telling you, he's in everything.
Oh, my God.
He's even in the Gremlins movie.
Oh my God, we gotta stop this because I'm gonna start naming a bunch of stupid things that this voices that he's named. He was in Bambi too. What?
I'm telling you, he's in everything ever.
He was Abu.
He was Abu.
Oh my
he
God.
Was Abu all the way in all the Kingdom Hearts games.
Megatron and monkey noises. That's what he does.
Just continue with conversations. I'm going to be flabbergasted for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You just look at his rap sheet, and it's like, God, hot, what?
One of his things is animal voice effects.
Yep.
That's his role. It literally says animal voice effects.
Because no one else in Hollywood can do it. He's got a monopoly on it right now. It's like, no. I'm Frank Welker. I'm doing that cat noise.
If there's a meow, I am doing it. He breaks some guy's kneecaps for doing a meow sound.
Some producers at his desk are like, God, who can we get to do this cat noise? Who do we?
Well, I do have my cat. Are you insane? He'll come after us. Who's he?
Some intern pipes up. Frank Welker. Genius.
I'm back.
You're back?
Yay.
Yep. Yay. Whew.
He was the dog in Richie Rich. What? They don't even really have voices, though. They're just...
He just does sound effects, apparently.
Yeah. Sound effects and Megatron. And Fred from Scooby-Doo. That's... And he's the only person who's ever done any voice for Fred in any Scooby-Doo anything. And then when he wraps that up, he goes and makes some monkey noises.
And some cat and dog noises.
Yeah. Crap.
I wonder why he isn't I wonder if he is Megatron in the new Transformers show?
No. That's Hugo Weaving. But in the original cartoon,
wonder why they didn't get him for the new Megatron.
I don't know.
The Jennifer Hale, I think her name is, the lady that plays a female Shepherd.
Yeah.
Hot stuff. She was, I think she was, She was Felicia Hardy in the old Spider-Man, the 90s Spider-Man. She was
Ben?
Bing. You're back.
Yay!
You're back.
Was it just me?
We're talking about voice actors still.
No, that was just you. I don't know what the hell happened.
Mother Pfeffer.
Yeah. Sorry, Jennifer Hale, you were saying?
She's she was Felicia Hardy in the 90s Spider-Man. She's she was I can't think.
Bastila from KOTOR.
That one girl in Bulletstorm, I think.
Yeah, she was
Oh yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Oh, and she was also Naomi Campbell. Naomi Campbell, was it?
Oh yeah,
it was,
and she's Samus. She's Samus in Metroid Prime.
She's Naomi in Metal Gear Solid.
So yeah, everybody, Naomi and Samus is also Shepard.
Yep.
Fun fact.
She's like the female version of Frank Welker, except without all the animal noises.
Dude, I just went ahead and took a quick glance at his IMDb. That page is long.
Yeah.
It goes on forever.
What was Frank Welker's first appearance in anything?
Scooby-Doo, I believe. The original, 60s, early 70s Scooby-Doo.
Great show.
Yep.
He was in an old movie, actually, The Trouble with Girls.
Oh.
And then the computer wore tennis shoes. oh my god, the first thing he was in was with Elvis.
What?
Really? What?
The Trouble with Girls was an Elvis movie.
Sweet.
Whoa.
Well, no wonder why he's gotten steady work. You work with Elvis once, that's... I don't know. He's riding Elvis's coattails for
And then the next movie, he was with Kurt Russell.
What?
What?
It was The Computer Whore Tennis Shoes. No, The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, sorry. I was reading it so that it would actually be interesting.
Freudian slip. Oh, goodness.
Wait, how does a computer wear tennis shoes?
It was the 80s. Everything was weird. And
no, it was 69.
They had people knew what computers were back then?
It was actually this supercomputer was probably running around.
It was the whole floor of a building. Wow, we got kind of sidetracked, didn't we?
He was Jerry's Tom and Jerry Kids show. I love that show.
I watched that show a couple of times. I think most of the animals besides Tom and Jerry actually talked in that show.
In the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Oh, who was he?
What? He was Yoshi?
Probably.
He was creatures. That's what's his name.
Are they referring to Goombas?
Maybe.
That was his legitimate role.
No, he played the giant fat lady who hit on Mario.
That could have been
Bertha.
Definitely a creature.
He was actually supposed to be the joke model of the giant fish in Mario games. Because the giant fish isn't trying to eat him. It's a she, and she's trying to capture him. That's supposed to be the joke.
Just for hugs.
Just, yes, quote-unquote hugs.
Hugs, yes. But that's don't know what that means.
Oh my god, he was Go-Go Dodo in the Tiny Toon Spring Break movie. And he was Bill Clinton in the Tiny Toon Spring Break movie. Hell yeah! Anyone who voices Bill Clinton is good in my book. That's all I needed to know.
He does everything.
He was animation vocal sound effects in The Little Giants.
They just don't know what to credit him for anymore. They're like,
Little Giants, the football movie. Ooh, sweet. Yeah. Was it Stargate? I love Stargate.
He's in everything.
He was the reindeers in the Santa Claus?
What?
Oh, yes. He was horror in The Pagemaster, one of the worst, best movies ever.
Who was he?
The worst best movies?
Oh, I remember.
Yep.
That movie's so boring.
It's so bad, but I can't. I watched it as a kid, and I've watched it several times.
I know that movie, but I can't remember like a thing about it really. It's just boring.
I remember it had a Macaulay Culkin. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if people can't tell, news was slightly slow this week.
It's a slummer.
He was Buster in Toy Story and the Barrel Monkeys.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was also the Barrel of Monkeys.
This guy is like a living sound effects box.
Yeah, pretty much.
A living soundboard.
He's just like hanging around offices. It's like, you know, we'll make animal noises for food. Like, yeah, we'll get this guy. Why not?
He was quote-unquote special vocal effects for Independence Day. He was in Overblood! He was people! He was people!
What?
What? What?
Okay, I told you, he's in everything.
Okay, immediately going out the Facebook group.
Oh my god.
Oh, Fred from Scooby-Doo was Peepo. You heard it here first.
Megatron is Peepo.
Megatron is Peepo. Peepo is what Megatron is what Peepo grew up to be. Megatron is Peepo all grown up. So I guess that Peepo's Twitter page is pretty accurate because Peepo's pretty bitter on that Twitter page.
Oh man, does Frank Welker even know that there's a whole thing about Overblood?
Probably oh not.
He was also the zombies.
Amazing.
Jeez.
That just blew my mind.
Wow. That's a good find. Like,
this is incredible.
This is amazing.
Like, I think the fact that the person who did something, like, also the main voice actor in Overblood was David Keith.
Huh. Sweet.
So. Someone who actually has done things.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay Frost was Millie. I knew she sounded familiar.
Wow. We made a discovery tonight, gentlemen.
Like, yep. I think it's so cool now to know that Overblood actually has a huge connection to a bunch of pop culture.
Yeah. 6 degrees away from 6 degrees from Frank Welker.
Oh god, you'd always lose.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no. How about one degree from Frank Welker?
I'm tweeting this right now. We discovered something amazing on GIOR this week.
Oh man.
What else was he? Let's
this will be the Frank Welker episode.
Yeah.
He was Crusha in Donkey Kong Country TV series.
Oh, I remember that. Actually, I didn't watch the TV series. I watched the movie spinoff, but
I do remember the TV Crusha. Series. It was enjoyable.
I do remember Crusha. Oh, wow. My brain is, like, on the wall right now. My head is just exploding.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that note, we should probably end this episode.
I think, yeah, probably, because it's...
Yeah, and on a high note.
I mean, no one's alive listening right now. Everyone's head is exploded.
Yeah.
He played Bill Clinton, I think, in, like, eight different like cartoons. Like, I see the president, which almost always in 90 cartoons was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
But he played the president in like 6 different cartoons.
Oh. This is just
He was in Star Trek. Star Trek Voyager.
God. This dude, the unsung hero of Hollywood. That's. All right.
He was Pegasus in the Hercules TV series.
More animal noises.
God.
Man.
Oh. All right, all right. I think we have to wrap this up.
He was Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget.
Wait, what? He was Dr. Claw? Like the,
I'll get you next time.
That guy?
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I skipped on the other one, but the, where was it? The Inspector Gadget Gadget's Greatest Gadgets video? He was Dr. Claw.
Pooh.
Just in that one video? How is that?
I don't know if that was just that video or what, but, oh, God.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was the actual legit, like, old school Dr. Claw. I would not be surprised one bit. At this point.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in anything.
Yeah.
After hearing he was Peepo.
He was Peepo.
He was Peepo.
Oh my God.
Jeez. I gotta go change
still,
my draw.
I'm still. Now I'm sticking. It's canon, overblood canon. Peepo grows up to be Megatron.
Yes! Yes! That has to happen. That's what happened. That is how the world works.
It makes sense.
Yep.
Post that on the Facebook group, Cody.
Alright, well, you guys want to wrap this up, because...
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
who's going to hate us?
This has just been like the past 10 minutes of us gasping.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Frank Welker.
Oh, man.
We love you. You're the man.
And if
he was Santa's
curious,
little helper in The Simpsons.
Pretty much, we can just pretty much rule out that anytime you see a cartoon animal, it's Frank Welker.
More or less.
Yeah.
Frank Welker
I'll post the IMDb link on the blog when I post this episode.
I'm going to grab my pants. Everywhere.
So this has been episode, what, 21?
21-ish?
Sure. Yeah, it's 21.
Yeah.
Hard to think straight after this news.
He was the baby oyster in SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, do you remember when Patrick and SpongeBob raised a baby oyster?
Yeah,
that was
it.
I
remember
cried
that. A lot.
Oh my gosh.
God. What happened to this guy, Ben? Jeez.
He's everywhere.
In one of the movies, they got so in one of the Scooby-Doo movies, they got so lazy, they just had him do Scooby-Doo. He was Cats in Johnny Bravo.
Who?
Cats. All the cats.
The animal.
I thought it was a character named Cats.
No, not from like the whole Zero Wing, All Your Bases Belong to Us cats. Not that guy.
He was Faffy from Dave the Barbarian. The little dragon
that
shot lightning.
I remember that show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So on that note, episode 21.
He was
21.
King Kong in the King Kong video game.
Yeah. I need to lie down.
All right.
And
goodbye,
he was a dinosaur.
Everybody.
So he fought himself. He fought himself at some point.
All right. Let's
goodbye,
kill it,
everybody.
Guys. We got to go.
Bye.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Thanks for having me.
Rank Welker, Peepo, Megatron.
And 1, 2, 3, and we are out.